So welcome to Cartoon Rewind, the podcast where we take a trip down memory lane. And we will relive our favorite childhood cartoons, toys, or you know what? Anything that's going to geek us out. Of course, I'm your host, Frank. And with me, like always, my brothers from another mother. We're talking about the walking encyclopedia of cartoons and toys. Let's hear for D himself. And we can't forget about the man, the myth, the legend. We're talking about Rogue. Now, before we dive into today's episode, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and you got to share our videos. You can find us anywhere you get your podcast. Plus, you got to visit our G4 classified website at cartoonrewind.com for exclusive content. And you ready for this? Our brand new toy store. It is definitely time for you to upgrade your collections. And if you need a daily fix of cartoons like we all do, you got to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, X, and of course, Blue Sky. And Rolly, how you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good. I just noticed, just for the, our visual watchers, I wasn't able to wear the team uniform.
Yes, of course. I'm always the only one that does.
Well, I used it this weekend, and I ate still dirty clothes. I had to wash it.
Where'd you go this weekend?
Actually, in a dryer. What happened?
Where'd you go this weekend?
So we went to a little convention that's in Central Florida, like Fort Myers. A little convention there. It's called the It was called Southwest Florida RetroCon. It's a one-day event. Yeah, it was pretty good. I was gonna show you, take some pictures for you guys, but anytime I show pictures, Dwayne's like, "Buy it for me, buy it for me." And just, I didn't carry those big. I didn't carry those. Those big wads of cash. I had that big credit card with me.
Sales, if it's something that we can use, go ahead and buy it. That's all I say.
Mm-hmm. No, right. Remember when I showed you that picture of the Grimlock?
Buy it.
Right. Yeah, and ship it to me is what you said. Buy it, ship it to me. You got to pick the biggest thing. You got to have the biggest box that I own.
And I appreciate it.
No, I know you do. So, but yeah. So, no, there was it was pretty cool. It was small, but it was good.
Nice. And I'm assuming you went to promote the site, the tutorial site?
I was wearing my shirt promoting the podcast for those who
no backpack, right? No backpack because we learned our lesson.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I was the moment Christy was wearing her purse and her purse line was going to shit a strap body thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, great, another Frank. Blocking the logo. Blocking the logo. So it's okay, but I did notice.
I needed the backpack.
Yeah,
I started carrying it in the front. I carried it in the front when we were in New York.
Yes. What was I gonna say? But I did see this backpack. I forgot where. I'm pretty sure Amazon has it. But it's an LED backpack. You know, like a guru's hat.
Okay.
A backpack like that. And it,
ooh, that'll be nice.
You can use that one next time.
Okay.
So
we'll put it on the business that, credit card.
Yeah, stop using my credit card. That's why I don't send pictures.
I don't blame you.
I know, but they had there was one table there that had original Thundercat figures and original He-Man figures, which is kind of ties into today's episode. So they had the originals. They were really nice too. They weren't really nice. They were terrible. No articulation. We're spoiled. This generation is spoiled.
Yeah, we are, man.
It was what, 5 points articulation? I think you had 5 points. Yeah, 5 points articulation.
It was like this.
Yeah.
Right? They got that wrist. Like
so, yeah. Yeah. D, how
those,
you doing?
Those toys were stupid.
I don't like this camera not working on this work computer, so hopefully we get a... Hopefully we get to use what we use on Ninjas where we can stream this live. Everybody can see that we are live on YouTube. So, but other than that.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm not doing no intro.
What?
I'm not doing no intro.
Okay, that's not my fault.
No, I'm just saying because my computer is just not going to work.
So, well, for this week's podcast, you weren't there either. So we just put a placeholder photo the whole time.
You did. Oh, and by the way, I saw that you used The new video clip for the beginning.
What do you think?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure you like it, right?
Of course. Well, that was actually my third one that I made. Because I was like, wait a minute. Because the first two, I was like, wait a minute. Something's not right. I don't like this. It's just too. It needs something. I'm like, ooh, it needs a countdown.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I wanted it to match with the video, because if you notice, the second one had the countdown, but the countdown looked different from...
Different, yes.
Yes, and I was like, I know, Rolly, because I'm the same way. It's freaking bothering me. I got to figure out how to do this so that it matches. You know what I mean? And it took me a minute. I ain't going to lie to you, bro, because I think you noticed I was up since 4 something in the morning.
Yeah, you said that. You said that like at 4 o'clock here. I go to the phone like, damn, it wasn't that serious.
But what once it's in my head, dude, you know what I mean? And I thought it was under my profile for Cartoon Rewind, but I couldn't find it. And then I was thinking, you know what? And my brain just always moving. It's like, wait a minute. What do? A lot. I get lazy and I click on, whatchamacallit, the wrong profile.
Uh-huh.
Let me check my Frankie.net profile. Boom, there it was, bro.
Okay.
Like, son of a bitch. Because I do most of my editing under Cartoon Rewind.
Okay.
Profile. That's why. Yes.
It should be.
Mm-hmm. Profile for Cartoon Rewind. That's where I do my editing. Frankzilla Toys is where I do my downloads. And then Frankie.net is where I do all my business stuff.
That's right. Yeah. Ladies, that's what, if you marry him, this is what you got to deal with. Exactly. That's what you got to deal with. All right, so let's get started.
All right, let's start this thing, man.
Yeah, so what are we doing this week, Frank?
The same thing we do every week. We're going to take over the world.
Since when is Brain Mexican?
Oh, I had to go a little Mexican, man. You know what I mean? So we are watching He-Man, which is season 1, episode 4. Right, and it's called the Dragon Invasion, right, of He-Man. And this is the He-Man that, what year was it, 84?
What, they came out in?
Yeah.
It came out in 83, actually.
83, yeah. Okay. Which, if you've been with us since season 1, because we're on season 3 right now, everybody knows I'm not a big fan of He-Man, but... We have to do the review of He-Man because it is definitely a classic cartoon. You know what I mean? Now, mind you, I was a fan when I was a kid. I did have the toys and I did like the cartoon. And then freaking, I just, once G.I. Joe was around in Transformers, He-Man was just gone. It just did not exist anymore.
So, lost on your end. It was still good.
Yeah, I like the Netflix one. That's still my favorite He-Man.
A lot of people hate that one.
Oh, man. What's his name? The guy from Clerks.
Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith's a danger. He did an amazing job on those series, man.
I understand, but it's, like I said, it's not a... It's not that good. I mean, it's a good continuation, and animation drawing is good. I wasn't the especially the first part, the way he was going with the storyline, it was a little bit too woke for me.
You think so?
No, it was just very Teela focus.
Okay.
It was very Teela focus, and for me, she's not a main character. She's a good. I mean, the whole series is kind of Teela focused until the end, but it was just. I don't know why we had to focus on Teela. It was a whole group thing with He-Man at center, and He-Man took a back seat, in my opinion.
Well, that's because we were going to see her involvement, the way she evolved to that serpent queen and the bird queen and whatever else other queen thing that she turns into. You know what I mean? And then the scepters combined together at the end, and it was focused on her, yes, I agree, but I still think it was a great story told. You know what I mean? The way they introduced the characters. You know what I mean? I thought they did a great job.
Yeah. I'm a bit okay. Not a fan. Mm-hmm. Real. It's not real He-Man. Not my He-Man.
That is true. That is definitely not your He-Man. This is better. This is a bit better. Yes.
All right. So, yes. So, as you mentioned, we're doing The Dragon Invasion, which aired September 8th, 1983, which was 45 years, 5 months, and 10 days ago.
Damn.
I know, right? So, we always do this. I was only the wee little baby of, I think, maybe 7 years old?
Well, no. I was 8.
So, you were not 8.
You said 45 years ago, right?
41 years ago, 5 months.
41 years ago. My bad. Okay, don't scream at me. It's okay. Relax.
No, I was clarifying. So, all right. All right, so I guess we're ready.
Yeah, man, let's make it happen, Captain.
Hey, wait. What was the most popular song in 1983? What were we doing? So we forgetting our basics now? That's what we're doing?
Our roots?
Yeah.
All right, I will tell you, I'll give you a guess in our normal fashion of what the number one song in the U.S. was. Ready? You guys know what the number one song in the U.S. is?
Crack That Whip?
No.
Depeche Mode?
No.
Isn't that She's a Maniac?
Maniac, yes.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that the movie with the chick where she drops the water on her and she goes like this? What is that?
Flash Dance? That's what you're saying?
No, yes, not Flash Dance.
Flash Dance. So, yes, the number one song in the United States back 41 years ago was Maniac by Michael Cimbleo. And the number one song in the UK was Red Red Wine by UB40.
Nice. Rick Astley.
It's not Rick Astley. Never. It's rarely. I don't say never. Rarely Rick Astley. So. All right. So, Sal, I knew you're gonna ask me that question. I was doing that while
Frank was ready. He was ready.
I was not ready. I had to go once Frank started doing like talking about what the show was about. I'm like, thank God. Now, in the Dragon Invasion, D, is this where we see the big dragon with the helmet? Yeah. I'm assuming you said yes.
Yeah, me too, buddy. And wasn't
so you can't hear me?
That becomes some
sometimes I can, sometimes I can't. But when you said yes, I don't know what you're doing, but I heard it very faint.
It sounded like isn't this the same dragon that
makes wishes? No.
That died and freaking was with the original Black He-Man or Black He-Man, Grayskull.
Really? Wow, the Black He-Man.
Wasn't there a Dark He-Man?
No.
Baker?
No, not Faker. He was blue, wasn't he?
Faker is blue. There's an anti-He-Man. From a negative universe. He's black with red hair.
Maybe that's the one I was to talk
about. But you're thinking of King Grayskull.
King Grayskull. He's dark skin, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't he have dreads?
Yes. Well, they didn't have combs back then. So it was a jungle.
He's black.
Yeah, he's black. Well, Kevin Smith made him black.
Oh, but originally he's not black.
I don't know. You got to ask the Toy Guru. Toy Guru.
Yes.
Yes, he's black. Yes.
Who's black?
King Grayskull.
No, originally he's white.
Okay. Gotcha.
But because of DEI, they made him black.
Gotcha.
Yes, he wanted to be inclusive.
Kevin Smith was trying to be inclusive, and boom, there you go.
Sure.
They even allowed Savage He-Man to join. We couldn't speak and everything. All right. So, Frank.
Yes.
You know how it works. We can't start it.
All right. Let's make it happen, Captain.
All right.
Filmation presents...
And the masters of the universe. I am Adam, Prince of Eternia and defender of the secrets of Castle Grayskull. This is Cringer, my fearless friend. Fabulous secret powers were revealed to me the day I held aloft my magic sword and said, "By the power of Grayskull."
Isn't that called the Prince Albert haircut?
I have no idea.
Cringer became the mighty Battle Cat, and I became He-Man, the most powerful man in the universe. Only three others share this secret. Our friends, the Sorceress, Man-at-Arms, and Orko. Together, we defend Castle Grayskull from the evil forces of Skeletor.
All right, here we go.
What did you say? What did you say you just noticed?
That he was doing the Baywatch thing? He was running
the Baywatch thing.
And then he punched. He went, pah.
Well, now you know it's not. That's how the cell works. He punches, and it gives light.
There you go. Yeah, well, I just noticed it. And, then, and his hair was flowing up and down like that. I'm telling you,
Guys. I'm watching Game of Thrones here. Well, dragons. Game of Thrones.
Oh my god! Look, that's awesome. You know, and right now we have a shortage of eggs, so that would be perfect right now.
This one works in, yes. Why did he have that small one? Where that must be a tiny dragon.
No, maybe it's that crystal ball thing. I don't think it's an egg.
It's shiny, it just shined.
Uh-oh. Yeah, it's Evelyn's crystal ball thing.
Or pearl, a little pearl.
Yeah.
And this is the Shrek. This is the dragon from Shrek.
It is, and look, freaking witch's face stopped it with the staff, Skeletor.
It's called a Havoc Staff.
That's what it's called, the Havoc Staff, yes. And why is Beast Man freaking all scared, man? It's such a wuss.
Well, first of all, he's 100% hair, and the dragon's throwing fire at him.
No, but he's Beast Man. He should be able to control it.
Oh. Beast Man is comic relief. That's all he is.
That's true. Such great potential, man. You know what I mean? But no. Yep. I got to mess it up. Look at him. Damn dude freaking has got bags under his eyes. He hasn't slept in years, man. Look at him.
Yes. In months.
He's got to do everything freaking Skeletor says.
Yeah.
Look at the way he walks, too.
And did you see his hands like this when it was running? Like if it was a T-Rex. And I could have sworn I saw him do this. His hands were flapping when he was running.
It's flapping.
Hands. Why, I have no idea, but he does have short hands.
He does. Oh my god, I can't stand this freaking guy, man.
Orko?
Leave Orko alone. Another comic relief. That's all it is.
Look. At least the meatballs look good.
And why is Tila sitting? What is Tila sit at a table?
What? She's the saw the queen and the king.
She's part of the family.
She's not part of the family. She's not part of the family.
Yes, she is. She's part of the family.
She's hired help.
Isn't she the king's goddaughter?
No.
No, she's just Man-at-Arms' adopted daughter.
But no, wait. But wasn't she the daughter of Man-at-Arms and the princess chick from Grayskull?
No.
Sorceress?
She's a sorceress' daughter.
Yes.
Well, she's the sorceress' daughter.
Yes, but not Man-at-Arms.
So Man-at-Arms didn't?
No, he didn't.
Maybe.
But in the Kevin Smith one, he did, all right?
No, same thing.
Really? Oh, man, yeah. So who got her pregnant?
A warrior in the army. Not named Man at Arms.
Damn, so he knocked her up and just left?
He died.
Bullshit.
Why are you trying to start drama,
Frank? That's the excuse that back then for the ones that they have now. Yeah, I'm going to go to the store and buy some scratchers. I'll be right back.
And then I'll come back?
Yeah. Then I'll come back. He died in a war.
That's Tell it.
Died in a war. Man, that baby dinosaur grew fast.
Yeah, I was just about to say, you did notice that dinosaur just, I mean, that dragon just grew like in 2 seconds. Oh, shit,
yeah. Yeah. Look at purple spandex, pink shirt. The guy was in style.
Yep.
He's not gay. Don Johnson used to wear the same colors.
By the power of Grayskull.
See, that's pretty good drawing right there. A silhouette like that in the shadows.
I can tell you this. If his outfit gets damaged, I know someone that can sew it up for him.
That was only my grandmother.
Oh, I thought it was
she's
you.
She's no longer around.
I don't. That sword looks so lame. Oh, I never liked the sword.
You know what a lame sword is? That 2000X.
No, that's 10 times better than this one.
The 2020, the 20. Yeah, 2020 sword was ugly.
No, man, that thing was badass. This one freaking sucks wet monkey ass.
This is nuts.
It does. You just like it because it's the original.
It's a nice clean sword.
Nah, man.
It was a terrible way to jump. He just jumped head first.
I thought he was jumping in a pool, dude.
A pool, right? It was just like head first. With her big old thick thighs. Sorry, wrong cartoon. Wrong podcast. I know that. This was my first Master Universe figure.
Ram Man?
And I hated it. But
because he only had one motion, up and down. Yes.
Up and down. No arms. And
his legs were stuck together.
No, yeah, so his arms. His arms were drawn on. It was all patterned. It was nothing. It didn't do anything. Other than pushing him down, then pushing him down in front of him.
So, okay.
Just stab him. Oh, that's right. He's a pacifist.
I love the way they run. Is he frozen?
Yes. He is frozen.
Did he That'll use up all his energy like our vehicle Voltron, where he only lasts 5 minutes?
Who, He-Man?
No, the dragon.
Oh, the dragon. No,
he got frozen.
Yeah, frozen. I thought you were asking.
Oh, that's what Teela hit him with the gun.
No, Man at Arms.
Where are you at?
Man at Arms did that.
What are you watching?
He's not looking. He's not paying attention as usual.
So. I'm paying attention.
He's back.
Right here.
I don't know what he's looking at. So,
a baby egg.
Now, who's recording this for Skeletor? That's what I want to know.
Magic. It's magic.
Magic has cameras?
Yep.
He's able to see with a portal that opens up that he can see everything. And look how lame that vehicle is.
It's not lame. Are you going to just be shitting on the Eric character? Is that...
And doesn't Stratos look a little bit like Macbeth from freaking Gargoyles?
Because the goatee, the little beard?
Oh yeah, the gray and everything. Just to take that helmet off and the glasses on. I bet you I think he looks like Macbeth in the bottom. I mean, underneath that. Boy, stop freezing the damn dragon, man.
If they do it, it's just going to keep on destroying everything. No, see, now they didn't freeze them. They just stuck them. Oh, this is going to hurt.
Stuck them in the hole.
Yeah, this is going to hurt. Ooh. By the way, this shouldn't be this hard for him to push.
Plug the hole. There you go, buddy.
Rammed that thing right up his butt, though.
Yeah, he did. I think I heard the dragon go, hi!
Really? That's what we do.
But I appreciate the sound effects. The cable's out.
Hey, who's the samurai? Or the sumo wrestler.
He's not a sumo wrestler. He's a samurai. Samurai.
Is he a samurai? Oh,
yes, a samurai.
I don't ever remember him.
What's his name? Jujitsu?
Is that what his name is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, not we don't see his cap very often.
We don't see him with a harness, though. He usually sits in a. He usually sits at the throne on the floor. That's what somebody. D, you have a 3D printer. Can you print me out a panther laying down so I can put him on my throne? That would come in nice.
I'll try.
Yeah, I gotta give you the diameters and the sizes.
First, I have to buy a table, though. It doesn't wobble.
He has a table. He just bought one.
Did he? Nice.
Now, he hasn't shown anything he's printed, though. What is this? Work.
Look at that. She goes, I'm going to stop you with my magic. I'm a sorceress.
She's like, no. She's more like, I hate when people come unannounced.
Yeah.
Free. No, I do not. I do not want to know what you're selling. He's like, no, but look at this ball. See?
It's showing you the future. Ball.
It's from the future. And it's only
shiny. And it's shiny.
Yes, and you can have it for 6 payments, and then, oh shit! Call for He-Man. Call your little dude boy.
Those sleds with no handles.
Is that how they used to do the FaceTime?
What's Men at Arms writing?
The same thing, but
same thing.
With the attachment in the back. Also,
oh no, but it's the vehicle version of it.
No, it's the same version.
The sky sled. The sky sled hooked up.
Yes.
Yeah, so she got sucked into the Dragon Pearl.
Yeah, see that?
Which shouldn't be possible because she should be super powerful in the
Kevin Yes, Grace. It makes no sense. She got captured.
And but then, look, they're walking in like they own the place. They're like, what?
They do.
Now they do. They got the key, which is the pearl.
They got her.
Yeah. Look, there's a mini Castle Grayskull inside Castle Grayskull.
There you go.
And those are the 12 primes.
Before there was 12 primes.
Do you know this stuff? This and He-Man and Transformers in the same universe. But yeah, it's the same vehicle.
Yeah, I remember when we did, I think it was wave one of the He-Man toys. You guys told me that it's
we do wave two.
It's up.
Next week we do wave two.
Yes.
Tune in. If you're at the edge of your seats on this podcast, wait until you see next week's toy edition. Now you gotta let all the dragons out.
Who let the dragons out?
Who? Get it?
I was gonna go rawr, 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 rawr.
They're not tigers.
Rawr.
Okay.
That means I love you and dinosaur.
The dragons. Rawr.
I know. I don't know what dragon's noise they make.
I think.
Except for maybe like a horse or I don't know, man. Leave me alone.
Okay, yeah. I said stop while you're ahead.
I know, man. I'm just digging myself into a hole.
So there's Evelyn.
So real quick, why are the eyes glowing on her chair?
D? I don't know why. Why are the eyes glowing on the chair?
In this one, it shows that he controls Grayskull.
Ah.
Now they got to go all the way back to Snake Mountain to save the sorceress.
Why?
Watch. No. Got to get the dragon for him.
And I don't know why no one's holding onto the handle. Is it like autopilot?
Yeah. And you know what I just noticed? Oh my god, Teela is like super white.
I thought you were gonna say super hot.
No, she's like super white, man, compared to He-Man.
That's what I keep telling y'all. I thought He-Man was black. I thought He-Man was black.
But I understand now, though, D, why you thought that, man. He's like a freaking surfer boy from California. The tan, the blonde hair, the muscles.
Looks nothing black. I don't know what you were thinking he'd be black.
I was a kid, man. I was trying to relate.
I was saying the color of your TV, the color on your TV is set a little bit too dark there.
Hey, look, Broly. He was trying to relate, all right?
I got you, D. All you see is white figures on TV. You gotta relate to somebody.
Exactly. That's why you were a fan of G.I. Joe.
Kinda. I was a fan of Stalker, Snow Job,
Snake Eyes.
Frostbite. Even though he was white underneath.
But did you know that in the beginning, though?
No, I did not. He had on a black suit.
Exactly. I should have played this one in Spanish for you, Dave. We should have gotten this cartoon in Spanish. Bring you back to your childhood.
That's true.
Most definitely. Now they take all the dragons and they go ahead and fire the Castle Grayskull.
It's too much. But I don't understand how the most powerful man in the universe couldn't break through.
Because he needs teamwork, man. You got to teach the kids teamwork.
Yeah.
That's the lesson of this. That's the lesson of this story. Teamwork.
Teamwork makes a dream work. They should have four dragons, by the way.
That's six.
Oh, they had six?
Yeah.
Oh. Man, that samurai guy is not drawn very politically correct.
Oh my God, look at the size of his hands.
Well, that's his weapon.
That's his weapon, his hand.
Oh, his one hand only.
Yes.
Oh.
The toy was like that also.
I was just about to, that was going to be my next question. Did they actually make a toy?
Yes,
they did.
He did have a sword, though. But yes, it's his hand. Him and Fisto must have gone at it a bunch of times.
Most definitely.
How did he get there so fast?
He was there already, remember?
He didn't go back?
Yeah.
So the whole time he could have let the sorceress out?
Yes, he could have.
Just waited. That's called cockiness.
So in this version, Skeletor doesn't have the other half of the sword.
He never did.
It doesn't.
I thought there was two halves of the sword. Ooh, who's that?
That was a comic book.
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. Holy shit, he got big.
Yes.
I was about to say, who's grabbing He-Man?
Well, if he didn't want to fall, why you flip him into the freaking river?
Thank you.
Or waterfall, whatever that is.
Of course, you wouldn't have saved him.
Yeah, I wouldn't have saved you, you fool. Grab my balls. You're never going to have my balls. Oh, sorry. And then, oops.
And the dragon saves the day.
At least you'll never see your precious sorceress again, He-Man.
So everybody gets a freaking...
Yep.
Everyone gets a sled.
Yes. I think she already fell in line.
Just for the good guys. They're for the bad guys also.
Apparently. She floats away back.
They're gentle Zor.
Is that what the animal is?
Yeah. She can't live outside the walls of Castle Grayskull. She turns into Zor.
That's what I thought. Something like that. She was like,
apparently, apparently she can live long enough to get pregnant.
Yeah, right.
Or did a guy have a thing for birds?
So why are we bashing the single mothers? That's what we're doing now? We're bashing single mothers? Jeez.
Well, first of all, she's not a single mother. She gave up the child for adoption. She left a baby at a doorstep of a stranger.
He wasn't a stranger.
Stranger to the baby.
No, she wasn't.
He-Man has a worse laugh, though. He does have a terrible laugh.
He does.
He's like whole tilt back and bend backwards. And ha, 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 ha.
I'm not sure if you noticed, but that baby dragon kind of resembled Godzuki from the cartoon in the 80s.
There you go.
So in this week's episode, we learned...
teamwork.
What did we learn? Let's see if it's right. Let's see if D was right. Oh, yeah. Treat all living animals with kindness and respect. That we give our dogs and cats. People treat
dogs. Maybe even hamsters. It said...
so
maybe even hamsters. Okay.
So, all right. So, Frank.
Yo.
Hook us up with our rating system.
Yes, I got you, buddy. You know me. All right. So, we have a simple rating system of three categories. We got Rewind, which is easily known as good rewatch value for the episode and the series. Then we have our second one, which is fast forward, which means you didn't like this particular episode that we watched, but we want to see others in the series to definitely make our decision. And then, of course, we have eject, which means it's bad, let's skip it, basura, get it out of here, because we just don't like it. And those are our rating system, buddy.
All right. I'll let you go first since you have the wrong choice. You're going to go with the wrong rating. Go ahead.
Okay. So. This one.
Say it.
I just don't dig these He-Man cartoons, man. But I have to give it its respect that it deserves. You know what I mean? I can't give it a rewatch because I would never watch it again. The only time I ever watch these episodes is when I'm with you guys. That's it.
So I would never watch
it on my own. But
so you're like, saying it doesn't we're forcing you?
That it doesn't deserve an eject because so. I want to give it its respect. So
you're saying we are holding a gun to your head so you can watch it. So that's what you're actually saying right now.
Yeah.
You have a gun to your
pretty head. Pretty much, my friend. Pretty much. You know what I mean? But I have to get this from my perspective, my opinion. For me, it's an eject. I just don't like the He-Man cartoons. I just don't. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's terrible.
Nothing calls me about He-Man. Nothing at all. The vehicles are lame. The haircuts are lame. The characters have great potential.
Hey, go.
Counterpoint.
We are not talking about the toys. We're talking about this particular episode. You didn't have to go.
Yeah, me too.
All scorched earth about everything Motu, dude. Like, no. Okay, we understand you. It's an eject for you, so leave it at that. Just leave it at that.
No, but I can add.
You had to go down all the way to the haircut.
Yeah, like what is up with the haircut, man? What's up with that?
Come on.
No, what's up with you hating on a haircut?
Because it's freaking lame. Everything is lame about that freaking cartoon. Just like I said, even the vehicles. Come on, man. Really? And you call that shit cool vehicles? The one that freaking, whatchamacallit, spin, the little thing goes like that. What's that one called? The one that moves.
The Dragon Walker?
Dragon Walker.
Lame. Completely stupid. What about the disc one? With the blades on the side. Stupid.
What are you talking about? You're sitting on a machine with blades. The whole thing's a giant cutter.
You want cool blades? The Mach 5. The Mach 5 has amazing blades in the front.
You're going to tell me. You know what? We can compare all the crap that G.I. Joe toys came out with.
Okay, that was towards the end. That's about it. From the beginning of He-Man toys, they're all junk.
Still says G.I. Joe on it. They sold it as a G.I. Joe toy.
G.I. Joe toy. The Pogo thing? Towards the end,
yes, you're absolutely correct. The whole Python Patrol, they were just reissued.
In the beginning, they came with a sale. They had
freaking awesome, dude. And yeah, they actually fucking sailed? Come on.
And
none of this shit from He-Man can swim or float. It all freaking goes like this. That means it's sinking. You know what I mean? That's what this means.
Well, I'm going to give my review.
Go ahead, buddy. I wonder what it is.
This was a rewind. It's a good episode. I don't know why you're just hating on it. You don't give it the opportunity to build up. So,
guys, I used to watch it when I was younger.
Yeah, I think now for something, somebody must have made fun of you once, and that's it.
No, that's not it at all. Trust me. Excuse me.
All right, Toy Guru, what's your rating system? What's your rating? Sorry. What? Speak up. What?
He said he gives it an eject.
That's what he did not.
That's what I heard.
No.
My rating is rewind.
It's a rewind. I heard
eject. I heard eject.
No, it's a rewind. I just heard him say it. He goes, my rating system is.
It's a rewind. We even get a PSA talking about pets and working together. What are you talking about?
Yeah, even hamsters, D. And even hamsters.
Yeah. You know where you don't get that at? Transformers.
There you go.
Who cares? It's all about transforming and freaking Energon, man.
No, you got life lessons, bro. Life lessons. This is probably, come on, man. Maybe if you watch more He-Man, you would have been a nicer adult.
I am a nice adult. That's my problem.
Nicer adult.
But nicer. I'm already nicer.
You would have been a better kid that didn't have to get a 5-finger discount on your toys.
Yeah, because those He-Mans were hard to steal, right? I lied to you.
So you know who didn't steal the toys?
These two. You too.
Exactly. Why? Because we stayed for the PSA at the end and we learned our lessons. D, anything else you want to add?
I think that's it.
Stay quiet if you don't want to edit. Oh, there you are. All
right. No, the bashing, the He-Man bashing is just on another level this week. So we might have to boycott next week's show in a show of solidarity.
No, next week we'll show him the toys, how cool they are.
Yes.
We will show him. Show him next week.
Definitely can't wait to buy those toys. Spend that money on those toys.
Frank. Take us home before you.
I think.
Keep on shitting on my toys.
No, never, my friend, never. All right, so guess what? That is a wrap, my cartoon lovers. And thank you for tuning in into this epic rewind. Now, remember to like, comment, subscribe, and share our videos. You can catch us on YouTube, Spotify, basically anywhere you watch your podcast. And don't forget, we've launched our very own Cartoon Rewind toy store. So visit cartoonrewind.com and you can definitely level up your collection. And for even more cartoon madness, follow us on Instagram, TikTok, X, and Blue Sky. Until next time, keep on cartooning. Peace.
See?
Buy our toys.
Thank you.
There you go.